The Torah teaches us as Yaakov Avinu is running away from Esav, is running towards Charan. The pasuk says, "Vayifka b'mokim." He came to that mokim, to that place. The Rebbe Rabbonim says that the reason the Torah calls that spot where Yaakov Avinu davened b'mokim, the place, is to teach us a very important lesson. People assume there's a time to daven, and there's a place to daven. But a person really needs to recognize, he explains, that the time to daven is all of the time, and the place to daven is all over the place. A person, wherever he is, whenever he is, of course, he says the halacha requires that wherever we daven, this place that we daven and speak to Hashem has to be a place that's clean, worthy of our tefillah to Hashem. But as long as we are such in anywhere, we should always be thinking in every part of our life, in every moment of our life, b'mokim, in every place that we stand, we have to be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and turning to Him. Vayifka b'mokim. B'mokim means not just the place, but b'mokim means also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is m'koim shalolam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Wherever we stand, wherever we go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us. And a person needs to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And even as the pasuk continues, Yifka v'mokim kivo ha-shemesh, the sun is coming down. It looks like we're enveloped with problems, we're enveloped with trouble. Kivo HaShemesh, Yaakov Avinu says, teaches us Chazal in Dav Masechet Brachos Dav Chaf Vav Amabeis. Yaakov Avinu was the one that was Mesaken Tfilas Arvis. Yaakov Avinu was the one that instituted that we should have a Ma'ariv. That even at a time when a person feels that he's in darkness, that he feels that there is no hope, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there with us. And in fact, the Gemara in Masechet Brachas Daf Tesava Bay says, "How soimach gula shall arvis la tefila shall arvis." That he's careful that before he davens the Shemana Esrei of arvis, before he's davening at a time when he thinks all is bleak, when he thinks that there is no hope, he soimach gula shall arvis. He realizes that Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings the gula. Hakadosh Baruch Hu saves us even in the most difficult time. Such a person, says the Gemara, is muftach loishu ben olam haba. Such a person is to be considered, is considered that he's a ben olam haba. Olam haba represents the time when Klal Yisrael will have the ultimate Yeshua and Gula, when Klal Yisrael will have the ultimate redemption. A person who recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him all the time and turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of the time is the person who will indeed have Yeshua Hashem. And David HaMelech actually says this in Tehillim and Parakuf Menvov. We say this parak every day in Shacharis. Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Be'ezroi Sivrei El Hashem Alakov Oysi Shemayim Ve'oretz. A person who remains and recognizes that no matter what situation he's in, Sivrei El Hashem Alakov, he recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for him, that Oysa Shemayim V'Aretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him Yeshua. And I saw that the Farshim explained this, that the question is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes all the gzeiros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that makes all the decrees. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes all of the decrees, so if the person is unfortunately suffering, so how could he get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change his mind? But when a person is vayifka b'mokim, when a person is davening, what does davening represent? What does davening show? A person who davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing that he's not, that he believes in Hashem and believes that the only one that we could turn to for help is to Hashem. B'schus, that somebody, says the Rambam, shows that incredible amunah and bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that at all times, That is what causes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if Chas V'Sholem, there were difficult gezeiros, there were difficult decrees about this person, can be ripped up. And the best model for such an individual is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had Esav as an enemy, he had a Lavan as an enemy, but as the Rishna Rebbe says, the Rishna Rebbe himself was imprisoned for a while, and he used to say that as he was imprisoned, he would always say, "Gam ke'ela b'geitz amoves, la'ira ra ki'ati imadi." I believe, he would say, that the suffering that I am suffering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is suffering along with me. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Yaakov Avinu. That even when you are now in the place of the Beis HaMikdash, in the place where there will be a Beis HaMikdash, but in a place where there will no longer be a Beis HaMikdash, in a place where there's going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash, in a place which represents that Klal Yisrael will go into Galus, says the Pasuk, V'hine Hashem Nitzav Olav, that even when a person is in the spot where there is no Beis HaMikdash, in a spot that represents the Churban, in a spot that represents the Galus, Yaakov Avinu said, Ochen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there even in such a place, even in a place of Churban, even in a time of Golus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have to have the Beis HaMikdash. Yaakov Avinu saying, Ein zeh kim Beis HaLakim. This makom, even without the Beis HaMikdash, even without the Beis HaMikdash, is still Ein zeh kim Beis HaLakim. Everywhere where we see Hashem, everywhere a Jew feels and recognizes Hashem is with him, is a makom that's a Beis HaLakim. And it's a place where Hashem needs of a love, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands by him and protects him and helps him if he recognizes Vayifka b'makom, that this is the place of Hashem and this is the place where I can and should always turn to Hashem.